The markets had a horrible day today. The reason? The dollar and Apple and Amazon. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 12th of November. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll get to that story in just a moment. In other business news today, some creditors to Sears say they would be better off if the company died. GE had a tough day today. Marvel creator Stan Lee has died at age 95. The Wall Street Journal has a story out of the restaurant business. Also today, we'll chat with California Congressman Eric Swalwell. And Laura Kennard joins us to talk about education and networking opportunities in the greater Des Moines metro. Stay with us. The Monday edition of the Business News Hour is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for joining us. Oh, by the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, it was a lousy day on Wall Street. Stocks ended sharply lower as a decline in Apple shares, a strong dollar, and lingering worries about global trade offset any positive news on the deal-making front. The Dow sank by more than 602 points today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ pulled back by 2.8%, while the S&P 500 dropped by nearly 2%. Apple slumped 5% after Lumethan Holdings, which makes technology for the iPhone's face recognition function, cut its outlook for fiscal second quarter. So why would that be a problem for Apple? Well, that might be the early indicator that Apple's not going to sell as many iPhones as what they plan. The decline in Apple pressured the broader technology stock, and Alphabet pulled back 3.3%, and Amazon shares declined by 4.5% today. We'll take a look at all the numbers coming up in just a bit. Well, the chairman of Sears, Eddie Lambert, wants Sears to stay afloat. But some Sears creditors say everybody would be better off if the company were left to die. In court documents, creditors said the plan envisioned by Lambert amounts to, quote, an unjustified and foolhardy gamble with other people's money, end quote. The group went on to say that staying in operation long enough to allow a sale would burn through as much as $500 million, which should instead go to creditors. Sears filed for bankruptcy protection back on October 15th after years of decline, and then on November 2nd proposed to auction off its highest performing stores. Now, that could open the way for Lambert, Sears' largest shareholder and creditor, to hold on to the best parts of the retail empire without spending a dime by making a so-called credit bid. In other words, trading the debt he holds for ownership. But, say the unsecured creditors group, Sears can't be saved. The company's plan, they say, appears to be nothing more than wishful thinking, leaving the group no choice but to request the bankruptcy court deny the request to pursue the store sale. Meanwhile, another troubled company is General Electric, where for a while today its stock was pegged at under $8 a share. So what happened? General Electric's chairman and CEO Larry Culp said today that he feels the urgency to reduce the company's leverage and will do so through asset sales. And that was enough for investors. They took the stock down to, at one point, just $7.72 a share. GE shares have fallen by more than 50% this year. The stock on Friday slipped below $9 a share for the first time since the financial crisis. And today, GE stock ended the day at just $7.99 a share. When the creator of so many Marvel action characters dies, it becomes business news. Stan Lee, the cultural icon responsible for many of Marvel's most popular superheroes in comic books and movies, has died at the age of 95. Born Stanley Martin Lieber, the New York City native co-created Spider-Man, the Hulk, the Avengers, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, Black Panther, Daredevil, Doctor Strange, and a host more heroes while working as the writer and then editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics back in the 1960s. When fans asked, Lee would say that Spider-Man was his favorite heroic creation. Why? Mainly because of Spider-Man's everyman nature. The Wall Street Journal has a story out today about the dark side of the restaurant business. And it's scary. It really is. So what is the dark side of the $80 billion restaurant business? Well, insiders have long worried privately about the lifestyle of people who work in the restaurant industry, which, by the way, has one of the highest rates of illicit drug use and alcoholism and a tradition of masking mental health struggles. A number of groups have begun exploring why the business has these problems and what might be done about them. The death of Anthony Bourdain, who took his life back in June, has given these efforts even greater urgency. So what about the industry? Well, physical and emotional toughness is prized in the restaurant industry, and workplace ideas like 40-hour work weeks, breaks, and professional courtesy seem to be foreign concepts. At the same time, young people, raised by watching Top Chef and Food Network, now enter the profession with high expectations and high debt loads, once rare in this largely blue-collar field. According to the National Restaurant Association, just over 15 million people, roughly 10% of the U.S. workforce, are employed in some part of the restaurant industry. The industry's long hours, intense work, high stress, and scarcity of employer-subsidized health insurance are all classic contributors to mental and behavioral health problems. Organizations from large trade groups to individual restaurateurs have launched efforts to support restaurant workers. Back in July, the National Restaurant Association started a health plan in partnership with United Healthcare that offers medical and mental health coverage. Who knew, right? Stay tuned. Well, Facebook users reported they were unable to log into their accounts this morning across the United States and Brazil after the social network appeared to suffer a widespread outage. The company said it was aware of the reports and they are looking into what happened. Hundreds took to Twitter to share screen grabs of what they took of the error message that appeared when they were trying to log in. The page read, "Sorry, something went wrong as users tried to log in. Some reported issues with the Messenger and Facebook app." Website DownDetector.com received more than 700 outage reports, most of which were on the east coast of the United States and in Mexico, Brazil, Chile, in South America. In Kansas, Overland Park, get this, this is just bizarre. In Kansas, Overland Park Police Department sent out a tweet asking residents not to call 911. No, I'm not making this up. It read, "Do not contact your local police department advising your Facebook is down. Thank you," end quote. Gosh, call 911 when Facebook goes down? That's pretty serious stuff. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 602 points and change today after a big decline in Apple, a rise in the U.S. dollar, and lingering worries about global trade. Today's losses bring the Dow's decline over the past two sessions to 800 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ pulled down by 2.8% and fell back into the correction territory it first entered during the October market rout. The S&P 500 dropped 2% as financials tanked, led by Goldman Sachs. Apple shares fell by 5%, and that pressured the larger technology sector. Alphabet and Amazon shares pulled back 2.7% and 4.3%, respectively. Amazon shares also traded around bear territory, down by 20% from its 52-week high. Also, what was going on? A strong dollar pressured the equities as investors worried about what it would do to multinational earnings. The dollar index hit a high of 97.58. Now, that's the highest level since June 23rd of 2017. The U.S. currency also hit more than a one-year high against the euro and Swiss franc. So why does all that matter, right? Why care about that? Well, here's the deal. There's so much international business is based on the dollar, and when it's this strong, it costs much more to deal with the United States and buy products or to invest here. That's why. And then more worries were brought about today as Axios reported that President Donald Trump thinks threatening more tariffs on overseas-made cars is his best negotiating tactic on trade. Yeah, Apple's decline and worries over trade overshadowed the two large corporate deals. SAP agreed to buy Qualtrics. That's a privately held company that competes with SurveyMonkey. They wanted to buy that for $8 billion. Meanwhile, Veteris Capital and Elliott Management agreed to buy Athena Health for more than $5 billion. Yeah, that. At the bell, the Dow was off those 602 points and changed to end the day at 25,387. The NASDAQ declined by a whopping 206 points, or 2.7%, to close at 72 even. And the S&P 500 lost 54 points to end at 2726. Gold, even in the face of equity loss, was down $7.60, ending the day at $1,201 an ounce. Oil fell by $1.14 to $59.05 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note did not trade today due to the holiday and, of course, stayed at 3.18%. When we come back, Congressman Eric Swalwell was back in his home state from California visiting with a nonpartisan group, the Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. We caught up with him and had some questions. That conversation is coming up next.